Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome once again, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, to another episode of Articles of Faith. And inshallah, in today's episode, we will be discussing regarding two very interesting and thought-provoking topics. And that is to do with the topic of angels and the topic of jinnat. So inshallah, in today's episode, we will be covering this in some detail, inshallah. Before we go into the topic, let's listen to a blessing of reciting durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Musnad Abi Ya'la, a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Recite salat upon me in abundance. Undoubtedly, your recital of the salat upon me means purification for you." Subhanallah. So if we want to have purification, then we need to recite durood e paak upon our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created some creation that we can see, that is in front of us, we can witness with our eyes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also created many creations of His which are unseen, things which we can't see with our naked eyes, things which are not on the color spectrum, that we, our eyes, we cannot see them, but they do exist. And now, an example of this in worldly matters is, for example, radio waves, microwaves. They exist, but can we see them? Gamma rays, X-rays, can we see the rays? We can't, unless we use some kind of special technology. With our own naked eyes, we can't see them. And there are also other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah created, but we can't see, nor do we have at the moment the means to see them. Angels and jinnat are also part of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are unseen by our human eyes. Except for, of course, a few exceptions which we'll inshallah learn in today's episode. Angels are a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are created out of light, out of nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with the honor to only do the commandments which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets for them. Only do them duties which Allah set for them. Only do them things which Allah has appointed for them to do. They are that creation of Allah which is impossible for them to sin. They are ma'soom. The angels are ma'soom, meaning they are infallible. They cannot sin at all. There are many angels which have duties on different levels. Some of them have duties in the heavens. For example, they have the duty of carrying the throne, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the duty of safeguarding the doors of Jannah. They have the duties of in the hereafter, in the punishments. For example, the angels of punishment in the grave or angel of punishments in hellfire. There's some duties of angels which are to do with writing down our good and bad deeds. So there's many other duties of angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set aside for the angels to do. And angels, they are neither male nor female. They don't have any gender. Allah created them without any gender. And to accept them as uncreated, meaning that Allah did not create angels, they were there without being created, or to accept them as the creator of things, then these beliefs will be against Islam and will constitute to being disbelief kufr. From amongst many angels, there are certain categories or certain names of angels which have particular duties and which are known as the most highest of caliber from amongst all angels. For example, Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam, which inshallah in coming up we're going to be discussing more in detail. His duty was regarding the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam, his responsibility is to make the weather, the rain, as well as this Sayyidina Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, whose duty is to blow the trumpet. Sayyidina Malakul Maut, which is also known as Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, whose duty is to extract the souls. Like this, there's Munkar and Nakir. They have the appointment of in the grave to ask the questions of the grave. Kiram and Katibin, these are two angels which are appointed at the shoulders that are there writing down our good deeds and our bad deeds, or hasanat and sayyiat. So like this, all these great angels have certain duties and certain things that they need to do. To reject the existence of angels categorically, to say that there's no such thing as angels, it's just there's no creation like that, or to say that whatever is good actions or whatever is piety, that is what is angelic, okay? So to say these type of things and reject the creation of angels, this is also kufr as well, disbelief, and person will leave the fold of Islam for having such beliefs. What do the angels look like? So angels, according to the Quran and Sunnah, they are made out of light, and they are very large in their natural form. In their original form, they are very large angels. There are also some angels which have different heights and different sizes, but generally, the angels are large. They have wings as well. So this concept of angels having wings, this is true. And this is also proven in the Quran as well. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Translation: Praise be to Allah who created out of nothing the heavens and the earth, who made the angels messengers with wings, two or three or four adds to creation as He pleases. For Allah has power over all things. So from this verse of the Quran, ayah number one, we have the understanding that angels have wings and they can be in the number of two, three, four as well. They are extremely beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created their appearance very attractive. And with the exception of a few angels, for example, the angel of death, the angel of questioning of the grave, all other angels have a attractive and a beautiful complexion. As we mentioned before, they're neither female or male. Angels can take the form of a human. And angels don't have to, for example, like we have to eat and drink, they don't eat or drink as well. In many narrations and many textual evidences, we can find that angels can come in the form of a human. For example, angels came in the form of human to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Also in the form of young boys to Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet Lut. The angel Archangel Jibreel would come in the form of this Sahabi Dihya Kalbi to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam in a human form. And sometimes he would come in the form of a very handsome looking man, sometimes in the form of a Bedouin. And there's a very famous hadith, which if the viewers of Madani channel was watching Articles of Faith from episode number one, if you remember, we discussed in episode number one, hadith with Jibra'il, where Sayyidina Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the sahabi that was with him, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he also saw this person. And he says that the words of the hadith are, which I'm paraphrasing, that the person he came, there was no sign of trouble on him. We could not see that he was from someone that we recognize. And also he had very white clothes, very black hair. And he came and sat in front of the Prophet ﷺ, joining his knee with the Prophet's knee. And then he placed his hands on the thighs. And this hadith goes on and discusses as well. So this hadith can be found in Sahih Muslim. So there it shows that the angel Archangel Jibreel came in the form of a man. Many angels are appointed for the asking for dua of forgiveness for the ummah of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and for me and you, especially over doing certain actions. For example, a hadith in Kanzul Ummal mentions that verily Allah Almighty and His angels send salat on those who adorn their heads with the imama, with the turban, on the day of Friday. And Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he explains that for the angels to send prayers, to send du'as, means that they seek forgiveness for that person. And that's mentioned in Fathul Bari. Another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ which states, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, the angels in the heavens and the sun and the moon seek forgiveness for a wife that is obedient to her husband for as long as she remains obedient to him. That's another beautiful hadith as well. Again, in Ihya al-Ulum, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions that according to Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, the normal angels and the throne-bearing angels continue to make forgiveness for the person who lights a lamp in the masjid. So someone who lights a lamp in the masjid, then angels and also the angels are holding the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make dua for forgiveness for that individual. And they make dua for forgiveness for however long that lamp remains alight. Subhanallah. In Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat, Imam Tabarani mentions a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever writes salat upon me in a book, angels will continue to seek forgiveness for him as long as my name remains in that book. So if we write a book and in that we write the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we recite Durood-e Pak, then we write Durood-e Pak, and then inshallah, for however long that name remains in the book, inshallah we will be continue to getting the dua of the angels for forgiveness. Hadith in Jami' al-Tirmidhi mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states that whoever recites Surah al-Dukhan, 70,000 angels will seek forgiveness for him. SubhanAllah, 70,000 angels will seek forgiveness for that person just by reciting Surah al-Dukhan. For example, we have the Faizan Online Academy, which is an online learning platform for those that wish to study Arabic, those that wish to study Islamic sciences, those that wish to study Tajweed. So if you visit QuranTeacher.net, you can take admission on there as well. And that's for both brothers and sisters. Like this, we have the Madani Qafilas that travel every month in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 3 days, 7 days, a month, 12 months in the path of Allah to learn knowledge of Islam. We also have our department, which is the department of making scholars, making alims and alimat, which is Jami'atul Madina. Alhamdulillah, in the UK, we have roughly approximately 20 branches as well. And every September, new classes begin. So I would encourage you, it's a 6-year course, and we study the knowledges of Islam, the sciences of Islam, Arabic, Islamic studies. And alhamdulillah, this 6-year course will inshallah make a person capable to become an alim or a alima, inshallah. So please do try to enroll yourself onto these courses and attach yourself to the Madani works of Dawat Islami so that we can engage in learning and seeking religious knowledge and be part of blessings and hadith and excellences like what I have just mentioned. In Hilyatul Awliya, Imam Asfahani rahmatullahi alayhi, he narrates a narration which states, O Musa, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his nation will offer 4 cycles of prayer in the evening, meaning Asr Salah. Every exalted angel in the heavens and earth will seek forgiveness for that nation. I will not punish the one for whom my angels seek forgiveness for. Subhanallah. We are so blessed to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be part of this nation, that inshallah, if we offer our Salatul Asr, then according to this narration, we will have the dua of the angels. In Ruh al-Ma'ani, a narration states that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever offered Fajr Salah in congregation, in Jama'at, offering Fajr Salah in Jama'at, and remained seated in that place, reciting the first three verses of Surah Al-An'am, Allah Almighty will appoint 70 angels who will glorify Allah Almighty and seek forgiveness on behalf of that person until the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. So after every Fajr prayer, remain seated and recite Suratul An'am. Suratul An'am. If you recite this, inshallah, we will get the dua of forgiveness from the angels. In Musnad Abi Dawood, it's narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, the person who remained seated in the place after offering salah, the angels continue to seek forgiveness for him until he no longer has wudu or gets up. And the angels seek forgiveness for him by supplicating, O Allah, forgive him. O Allah, have mercy upon him. O Allah, accept his repentance. Subhanallah. Moving on, my dear viewers of Madani channel, I would like to now discuss a little bit regarding Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the most superior of angels from amongst all the creation of angels. It's mentioned that apart from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, no other human has seen the original form of angels. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Jibreel Amin, the Archangel Jibreel, two times. The first was close to the mountain of Hira when the first revelation was revealed. And the second time was on the night of Mi'raj, close to Sidratul Muntaha, the lot tree. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he visited many prophets. So there's a list of prophets and how many times he visited them. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he visited 12 times. Prophet Idris, 4 times. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, he visited 50 times. Prophet Ibrahim, he visited 42 times. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he visited 400 times. Prophet Isa alayhi salatu salam, he visited 10 times. And furthermore, he visited the leader of the prophets, Sayyidul Anbiya, Imamul Anbiya, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 24,000 times. Subhanallah. So the most times that he's visited from amongst the prophets is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sheikh Abdul Aziz Abbaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he states that Sayyidina Jibreel Amin was created to serve the noble Nabi Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he is amongst those who protect and serve the Prophet. Subhanallah. 5 sayings in regards to Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number 1, I saw Jibreel alayhi salam and Dahya resembled him greatly in appearance. Number 2, I saw Jibreel near Sidratul Muntaha and he had 600 wings. Subhanallah. Number 3, should I not tell you who the most superior angel is? And in reply to this, the Prophet ﷺ said, it is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Number 4, every prophet has 2 ministers in the sky and 2 on the earth. My 2 ministers from the sky are Jibreel and Mikael, and from the earth they are Abu Bakr and Umar. Subhanallah. The 2 khulafa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first khalifa of Islam, Abu Bakr Siddiq, and number 2, the second khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. Imam Ibn Hajar Haythami rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions regarding this narration that just like Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah were the leaders from the humans of the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and Sayyidina Mikael alayhi salam are the leaders of the angels from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And last and foremost, hadith number 5, It would take 500 years for a fast flying bird to travel the distance between the two shoulders of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. SubhanAllah, that's how large the creation of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is, that a fast flying bird will take 500 years to cross from both shoulders. SubhanAllah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's now move on to the topic of the jinns. Jinns are another unseen creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are made out of fire. There are Muslim jinns, there are non-Muslim jinns, there are jinns that speak different languages from different areas. They do many things just like we do as well. They live, they die, they get married, they have children. All of these things are same within the jinnat category as well. To reject the existence of jinnat, to say that there's no such thing as this creation, then this is rejecting the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a whole chapter has come in the Quran as Suratul Jinn, and the person having these beliefs will leave the fold of Islam. He will become a disbeliever. There are many types of jinnat as well. Some that have wings and they fly in the air. Some that take the form of snakes and dogs and cats. And some who travel, and some who stay and roam in the world. The literal meaning of jinn means something which is hidden, which is concealed, which is covered. And in the era of ignorance, in Dawratul Jahiliya, people used to believe that angels and jinns were both the same thing, because both were unseen. They used to think that both were the same category. But these are two separate creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, separate types of creations, because the angels are made from nur and the jinns are made from fire. And the Holy Quran mentions about me and you and the jinnat, that what we should be doing in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran in Surah Az-Zariyat, verse 56,
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
Translation, and I have not created jinns and humans only for this, that they should worship me. So worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the purpose of the creation of the jinns, as well as the purpose of the creation of mine and the viewers of Madani channel as well. We need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform our salah, perform our fasting of Ramadan, pay our zakat, perform the hajj, okay? Do extra supererogatory worships, obey your parents, do not do any sinful act, do not backbite, do not lie, do not cheat. Do virtuous good deeds, help the poor, help the needy, be good to one another. And inshallah, with worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will attain salvation and success. And in the hereafter, we will attain paradise. I pray to Allah that may Allah azza wa jal give us the ability to worship Him sincerely, and also give us the ability to perform virtuous and good deeds. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, help me understanding of Islam. Allah, help me understanding of Islam.